Now, this morning's lesson, we want to talk about determined to know Jesus. And we're going to look, text scripture is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 2. It reads, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Now, when we look at that word determined, the definition for determined is to a made-up mind, to be convinced, or saying this is my resolve not to change. So when a person is saying that I'm determined, the writer Paul here is writing with the beginning part of his letter, saying that he is determined not to know anything among you. Now, when he's talking about among you, he's talking about the saints. Amongst the saints are those that desire to be sanctified. I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ, or except Jesus and him crucified. In other words, the work that Jesus did to redeem you and I from our sin. Everything else is a waste. Everything else is a distraction. Everything else will do more harm to the soul than good. Especially, and we really should see the value of this scripture in the day that we're living in. The day that we're living in, with all of the news and the information concerning this virus, all of the news and advertisements concerning politics, all of the news and information flashes and warnings concerning gun violence. All of these things are constantly put in front of our face. The issues with the children going to school, all of that stuff, it's all in our face all the time. And the saints, we need a place to escape all of that. And it's the church. When you come to the church, you don't need to hear all of that again. You know, you see it already on your television and in your neighborhood. When you come to church, you don't need to hear it again. What we need to hear is who? Jesus. When we come into these four walls, when we come among each other, when we are talking to people that want salvation, when you're talking to somebody to say they're sick of this life and they want to be saved, you have to have a determined mind not to know anything to that individual but who? Jesus. That's the only thing you should really be sharing with them, is Jesus Christ and what? Him crucified, right? That's got to be your determination. Now, in this particular passage in chapter number 2 in 1 Corinthians, Paul is going to go through and show you and I the difference between the world's wisdom and the wisdom that comes from Jesus Christ. And if you look at verse number 6 and 7. What does 6 and 7 say?
"Howbeit we seek wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught."
Right, so when he is letting us know that the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of the leaders of this world, all of their wisdom is going to come to what? Nothing. That's what that word naught means, nothing. In other words, there is no gain with it. There is no profit. I don't care how many degrees you get. I don't care how many countries you visit and stay and gain all of the wisdom and the information from that area. I don't care how much you do that. You could spend a whole lifetime making all of these travels to get all of this information. And if you die without Jesus, you're going to go to hell. So the writer is telling you all of that, it will come to nothing. The wisest person with all kind of PhDs, MDs, and everything else, if they do not have Jesus, when they die, all of that information will profit them nothing. Because Jesus says, except a man is born of both what? Water and spirit, he cannot see, nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. So that let me know that is the most important news or information or the most important message that I could ever receive into my life. And you can't let nobody make you feel less than, because that's all you determined to know. You know, people out there tell you all y'all do is talk about Jesus, Jesus, and church, church. Well, it's going to benefit us in the end. You having the Holy Ghost, you being born again, it's going to benefit you in the end. You're going to go back with Jesus. You're going to escape the wrath that this world is going to go through. The torment that goes along with you rejecting Jesus. You're going to escape that. And it's a blessing to understand that regardless of what I get or regardless of what I don't get, regardless of what I possess or what I lose, if I just leave this earth with Jesus, that's the most important thing to me. That's the most important, me having the message and the instructions on how to save my soul from the Lord's wrath. That's the most important thing to me. And the world will try to say, no, you can get, there's more important things for you to know. There's more important things for you to experience. But I'm trying to tell you, according to the scriptures, the scripture says that the information, the wisdom of the princes, the wisdom of this world is going to come to naught. If you want to grow in wisdom, if you want to be the person that Jesus has created you to be, you need to gain his information. Right. You need to become educated in Jesus. Right. That's the truth, saints. Right. You want to become educated in Jesus. Right. You want to know as much as you can know in this short amount of time called life. Right. You want to know as much as you can know about Jesus. Right. I think every saint, every human should wake up every day and say, Lord, I want to know a little bit more about you, Jesus. I don't want to be satisfied with what I knew yesterday and say that that's enough. No, Jesus done told you when you wake up every day, he allows you to see brand new mercy. I want to be able to tap in and realize today is special. Today, there's something unique about today that I did not experience yesterday. What about today that you're experiencing that you didn't get yesterday? I'm seeing the Lord keep me this second. I'm seeing the Lord keep me at this minute, at this moment in my life. I am seeing the power of the Lord keep me existing one more day. I didn't know that yesterday. That I didn't know what today was going to bring. That's the truth. When the Lord woke you up this morning, you didn't know what it was going to bring. You don't know what the next moment in your life is going to bring. So every moment the Lord brings you into and you're able to breathe and move, have the activities of your limbs, that's something to say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord that I got to know him. That I got to know him this moment. It's a little bit more special than the last moment. Why? Because I realize I don't deserve this moment. I don't deserve to know Jesus this way. Because there's so many things that I could have did in the last moment that I didn't do in this moment. But yet the Lord's grace and his mercy, he allows me to keep on existing, right? That's the truth, saints. Now the earth wisdom is not going to teach you that. The princes of this world are not going to teach you that. When it's talking about the princes of this world, it's talking about the leaders. You saw right now during the political season, you have these conventions going on. All of these leaders are going to be speaking to the people. Last week, you had the Democratic leaders. This week coming, you're going to have the Republican leaders. They're going to put people's faces on the television and going to tell you, you need to listen to what they are saying. Because they represent you. They represent your wants, your needs. They're telling you what you need, what would be the best path for your life. And Jesus telling you, they don't know nothing. Huh? The princes of this world don't know anything. This world doesn't know anything. They don't have your best interest at heart. If they had your best interest at heart, the first and the last thing they would have said to you is to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and to tarry or wait until you receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Don't accept a feeling, but you need to know that the Holy Ghost is in you. Don't stop calling Jesus until you speak in other tongues as Jesus gives you the utterance to speak, right? If they had your best interest at heart, they would have told you that. Why? Because that news, that instruction takes care of your soul. All this other stuff takes care of the body. But the Lord said, don't fear the one that can destroy just the body. Fear the one that can destroy both body and soul. Jesus says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. I don't want to die, because the wages of sin is death. Death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire, right? I don't want that. I don't want that. I want life. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. I want life. Jesus said, he told that sister, she said, I believe I'll see my brother in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. In other words, I'm the one that brings the dead back to life. Though you be dead in your sins, if you come to Jesus, you can live, right? That's the truth. That's why I thank the Lord for knowing the difference between earthly wisdom and the wisdom that comes from Jesus. Read the next, keep reading, the next verse.
Next verse 7, but we speak the
wisdom of God. That's the truth. Then the writer then told you, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. That's all I need to know. That Jesus, God, came in the flesh. That's the truth. I need to know when I go through all of these books in the scriptures, and they start to talk about God, the Father, the Almighty God, the Creator. I need to know he came in the flesh. That's the truth. I need to know that when the scripture says that God was in that burning bush and he talked to Moses, and Moses said, who are you? What should I tell the people your name is? And he said, I am that I am has sent you. Tell them this, that I am that I am. Meaning the self-existent one. Moses said, I'm going to call you Jehovah, which means Lord. Huh? The one that has no beginning and no ending. And he just kept on building on that. Jehovah Shalom, meaning when we need peace, the Lord is our peace. Each one of those compound names, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Shammah, Moses just kept on building on the revelation that was given to him by God himself. But God did not say Jehovah. God says, I am that I am. And when God got over in the New Testament, God sent his messengers to say, when you have this child that is born uniquely, when you mean uniquely, meaning he has no father, he is just going to be conceived in the womb. When you see this child, you shall call this child Jesus. Why do you need to call him Jesus? Because he shall save, he shall deliver his people from their sins. John, when he saw Jesus coming, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin from the world. I need to know that God was manifested in the flesh, and when he came in the flesh, he named himself Jesus, right? That's the truth. God's name is not God. His name is Jesus. That's why we can tell you flat-footed to say, I thank you, Jesus. That's why we tell you flat-footed when we tell you to testify. You should be saying, first giving honor to Jesus, my Lord and my Savior, meaning my Master, my Adonai, the one that controls the shots, right? My Savior, the one that washed me in His blood, the one that redeemed me from my trespasses and my sin. I give honor first and foremost to Jesus, right? That's the truth. That's why, regardless of what's going on in your life, that thing should click in your mind. When you testify, you say, well, I ain't feeling all that good this morning. But when you stand up and you testify, you say, first giving honor to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. It should click in your mind. This ain't no time for me to stand up, talk about how bad I feel. This ain't no time for me to talk about all of my problems. Not when I say I give Jesus the first honor that is due. And I say, I declare that He is my Lord and my Savior. If I am sick, only thing I should be saying is, saints, pray with me that the Lord Jesus will give me the strength to trust Him to heal my body. Why? Because He's the only one. He is the only healer of my body. No matter how I feel, Jesus got the power to deliver my body from this pain, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's why it was good to start it off like that. First, before I say anything else, I want you to know that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, right? I am standing here today because He has given me the strength. He has given me the mind. Most of all, the Lord gave me the mind to stand up before you to say, I honor Him. It's people out there in the world that ain't got no mind to be saved. That COVID got more glory from them than Jesus. They give more respect to a virus than they do to the one that can heal you from the virus. Every time you talk to them, they talk about, don't do this, don't do that, you can't go here, but tell me what I can do. I can exalt the name of Jesus. Jesus said there's nothing too hard for Him, right? Jesus said, I am Lord and I am Savior. Beside me, there is no other, right? I'm determined not to know anything. Huh? I got it fixed in my mind. I don't want to know anything. Save Jesus and Him crucified. You start talking about all this stuff that's going on in the world, I get a little nervous. Why? Because you say you're supposed to be saved. Who is your God? Huh? Dr. Fauci ain't my God. President Trump is not my God. These are earthly leaders giving you earthly wisdom. But there's one above them, huh, that's got all power. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in both heaven and in earth. That means I need to be listening to the Lord Jesus, right? I need to be listening to the Lord Jesus. That's right, but you better understand, according to chapter number 1 and verse number 18, when you start to talk about the Lord Jesus, when you start to talk about what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, huh? These folks, they got a response. When they don't want Jesus, when they don't want nothing to about Jesus, the scripture says, for what? For the preaching of the cross. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish. Huh? What are they, Jesus? They're perishing. Huh? Come on, everybody got this fixed in your mind? Don't you follow behind these folk. Why? Because they are on their way to destruction. I didn't say it, Jesus said it. Jesus said the preaching of the cross is to them that perish. It's foolishness. Meaning it's a waste of time. Huh? It's a waste of energy. There are more important things to do than to talk about the cross of Jesus. That's why I thank the Lord for that song we be singing during communion time. I know it was the blood. Why do you know? Because one day when I was lost, one day when I didn't have no mind to be saved, one day when I was lost, lost in what? Lost in my sin. I knew where I was at. I was in the right neighborhood. I was in the right house. I was at the right address. But one day when I was lost, Nobody did that for me but Jesus. And the devil be wanting to steal that from you. Devil be wanting to replace that information with a bunch of foolishness. Why? He be telling you, you ain't got to do all that. All that going to church, all that serving Jesus is not necessary. Huh? Look at me. Look at how I'm doing. Look at how well I am faring. And I ain't going to church like you going to church. I got up just like you got up. Huh? Remember, the fool has said in his heart. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And there, the fool also got some speech. The fool has a conversation. What does the fool say? The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. That's what the fool say. The fool say, you talking about Jesus? Jesus dying on the cross? Jesus, us going to church to serve the Lord? That's useless time. Huh? There are better things to do than to be sitting up talking about that Jesus. Huh? And they not just saying it. They living like that. Huh? When every time the world tells you something is out there that you ain't got, and you too afraid to move because there's something out there, remember, but you ain't got it. Huh? That's the truth. You ain't got it yet. You ain't got no virus yet. But they're telling you, it's something out there. It's something out there in the air. And you ain't got it. Remember, you don't have it yet. But it's changed your whole course. It's set a new frame of routine and habits for you. Huh? Say, I can't go to church. No. Can't go around all them people. It's too dangerous in there. But where are you on your way to? Walmart. Where you on your way to? The grocery store. Why are you going to these places? All them people in there. You need to eat. If you don't eat, you gonna die. Jesus. See, that means you put more respect over your body than you do your soul. I thank the Lord for the mind to realize my soul is too important, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? My soul is too important.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Huh? Walmart can't save my soul. The grocery store cannot save my soul. They might be able to give me food for my body, but I need the word of God. Huh? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. What did Jesus say? Jesus didn't say, don't do this scripture because of a pandemic. Jesus didn't say, don't do this scripture because it's dangerous outside. He said, do not neglect the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some. Huh? The Lord has shown me the some that do not have a mind to do what the Lord said, right? Huh? But Elder Scudder, you don't understand. No, there's nothing wrong with my mind. Whatever Jesus said, it needs to be amen. Whatever the Lord say, we say it all the time. Amen. Amen means it is so. That's final. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away from it. Whatever he says, amen, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, don't be negligent in the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Huh? But as you see the day approaching, huh? The day of what? The day of the coming of the Lord. If there's something wrong with your mind, if you can't see Jesus is on his way back, huh? You look to the left, to the right, north, south, I see the sign of the time. Jesus is on his way back. I'm not a fool to tell you I know the day or the hour. But I'm trying to tell you, when you see the character of men, when you see the motivation of humanity, man is more motivated to sin now than he's ever been. Huh? And the Lord done told you, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. People are more swift to go eat and go drink and go party than they are to praise the Lord. Somebody say they're having a baby shower. Somebody say they're having a wedding. People are front and center. But you say it's time to come praise the Lord. It's too dangerous to do
You are foolish. The preaching of the cross is to you foolishness. And Jesus said, you're not living, you are perishing, right? That's what Jesus said. Preaching of the cross is in that perish foolishness. But unto us, what you say? Come on, isn't it a good thing? It is a good thing to stand up and not just talk being saved, but actually live it. I mean, actually live it. Let him, let it be your movement. Somebody say, where you on your way? I'm on my way to church. Why are you going to church? Because I'm saved. I know Jesus is a savior, and I'm going where Jesus is. That's why you got to know, when you're trying to seek the Holy Ghost, you got to come in here with that kind of mind frame. I'm coming in here to call on the name of the one that can save me from my sin. That's why I tell you, don't you get down on your knees and play with that name. Get on your knees and mean it. You mean it while you're singing it. Mean it while you're on your knees calling Jesus. You be saying it real hard while you're singing it. What's his name? Jesus. You be saying it with such passion, such excitement, such conviction. Don't you lose that zeal because you have to get down on your knees in a place of humility. That devil be trying to take away your zeal because you get down in a place of humility. When you're on your knees, you're saying, Lord, I'm humble before you. Lord, I need you more than anything right now. Yes, Lord, I could be sitting down on my sofa watching TV. I could be sitting at my table eating this or eating that. I could be walking on the streets, but now I humble myself. How do you humble yourself? I get down on bended knees. Bended knees for what reason? To call on the name of the Lord God Almighty. What is his name? It's Jesus. I get on my knees and say, Jesus. And I got to mean it every time I call this thing. I got to realize that when I'm on my knees humble, I'm in the right position to receive from Jesus. Now I just got to get my mind right. Humble your mind, just not your body. Humble your mind, right? Humble your mind. Come off of that perishing way. That way that perish. That says the preaching of this cross is to you that perish foolishness. Come off of that perishing way. You hear it all the time. People tell you, oh, you ain't got to go to church that much. Y'all go to church way too much. I go to church only once a week. I don't even go to church. My church, we look at it on the Facebook, on the internet. My pastor just talks to us over the internet. My pastor told me I can receive the Holy Ghost in my living room. Well, there ain't nobody there. I can just call on Jesus in my living room and receive the Holy Ghost. My pastor told me I don't have to go to church to be baptized. He told me I can call him FaceTime and he can look at me on the screen and I can get in my bathtub and he can just say all that I need to be said so I can get my sins washed away. But John did not do it that way. John didn't do it that way. Peter didn't do it that way. Philip didn't do it that way. That eunuch said, what's hindering me from being baptized? Philip didn't say, FaceTime me, eunuch. Philip said, that eunuch said, he is water. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What is hindering me from being baptized? Philip and that eunuch. Philip didn't tell that eunuch to go over in the water by yourself. Philip and that eunuch got down in the water, right? Philip took that brother down in the name of Jesus Christ, right? That's the truth. I'm going to tell you how foolish people are. You can't be buried by yourself. You dead in all this virus. It still takes people to put you down in the earth. I don't care how infected you are. It still takes some people to lower your body down in the earth. Now you mean to tell me physical death get more respect than the death that you need to get your sins washed away? You need a physical person. With some authority. I just can't go tell Darren that Darren ain't got no authority. Darren ain't got the authority to do that. You got to have the authority to do it. Jesus got to call you out to do this work, right? That's true.
That's how deacons need to know who you are. Preachers need to know who you are.
Right.
You have been invested
yes.
with authority from God Himself.
Yes, yes, yes,
you just can't walk around doing what you want to do,
right.
saying what you want to say.
Right.
You are a representative of Jesus.
Right.
You have accepted an holy oath.
Yeah.
Huh? A oath is a promise.
All right.
You have made a holy covenant
Jesus.
With God Himself, right?
right?
And He holds you accountable for it, right?
right.
You can't do anything.
Nope.
Can't say anything.
Nope.
And saints, you just can't talk to people with authority in your kind of way.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
That's the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to learn how to respect those.
Right.
Lord told you to obey them that had the rule over you.
Right.
In the Lord. Lord didn't say all over there. In the Lord, right?
right.
That's the truth. Come on. Did we finish reading that verse?
Uh-huh. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Yeah. I read 2 and 7.
All right. You read all the seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, the writer is telling you the princes and the world's wisdom
mm-hmm.
and the leaders that are of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Lord tells you the difference between them in verse number 9.
Uh-huh.
Verse number 9 through 12.
Uh-huh.
Let you know the word, not the Jesus wisdom. The wisdom that comes from above. Somebody go over to James chapter number 3 and look at verse number 15. Starting at 15 all the way down to the rest of that in that chapter. 15 through 18. First read 1 Corinthians, and then we're going to go over to the book of James. What does 1 Corinthians say?
1 Corinthians 2:9.
Yes.
But as it is written, I have not seen nor
yes.
heard.
That's true.
Have
does everybody understand this? You can't turn the television on to get this. Huh? You can't get these from these scientists that are in the earth.
No.
The Lord says the wisdom that He gives you,
mm-hmm.
eyes haven't seen it.
Right.
Huh? Ears haven't done what?
Heard
it. Neither have it entered into the what?
The heart of man. The things which God have prepared for them that love
Him. Uh-huh.
Well,
Lord, how in the world am I going to get something that my eye can't see, something that my ears can't hear, something that's going to enter into my heart that ain't in everybody else's heart? Lord said, I have revealed it.
Yes.
Huh? God Himself said, I have revealed it unto us by His word.
Spirit
is the Holy Ghost. How everybody understand that? The Spirit is the Holy Ghost. I don't care what they're doing on your job. I don't care what they're doing in the White House. I don't care what they're doing in this laboratory or in this hospital. When it comes down to your soul, you need somebody full of the Holy Ghost to speak to you something your eyes cannot see, something your ears cannot hear, something that ain't in nobody else's heart, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus said, this comes through the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
See why you need the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
See, ain't nobody but the devil tell you it's too dangerous to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Ain't that something?
Yes.
There ain't nobody but the devil setting you. The devil is setting humanity up
yes.
for hell.
Yes.
And we like some dummies. It's falling for the bait.
Yes.
Everything the world say, we just go right along with it. World say, don't you go there. We say, okay, I'm going to sit right here. I can't go until they tell me to go. One brother had the audacity, calling himself a preacher, said, I don't care what they say. Don't you call me. Don't you text me. Don't you message me. I am not going back into that church until I see them going to the White House. That means he's put the White House up here and put the church down here. That means that the White House sets the course of direction for the Lord's church. And Jesus says, this is my church. I purchased this church with my own blood, right? Jesus said, the very gates of hell, the very gates of hell shall not, right? Huh? Lord said, the very gates of hell.
No. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That let me know. I don't care what virus is in the earth. It's not going to stop the church. Huh? I don't care how much gun violence is in your neighborhood. It is not going to stop the church. I don't care what they do in the political arena. It will not stop the church. The church will keep on moving with or without you, right? It's up to you to say, Lord, don't leave me behind. I want to be in your church, right?
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I want to be
price. Is that what the Lord said?
Yes.
The writer said, I'm bought with a price.
Yes.
What price are you bought? I've been bought by the blood of Jesus.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Been bought by the blood.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You gonna go in there without your mask? I've been bought by the blood.
Yes.
Huh? You gonna tarry with them? They gonna be all in your face. I've been bought by the blood. Huh? Do y'all understand that?
Yes.
I've been bought by the blood of Jesus. When it comes down to holy work.
Yes.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
The world don't set requirements for holy work.
No.
Y'all understand that? The earth is not up here and the church down here.
No, no, no.
Church is always going to be up. Why? Because Jesus is up.
Jesus.
If Jesus said the church is my body,
Jesus,
Jesus is up.
Yes.
God says I am highly exalted here.
Yes.
And given him a name which is above what?
Everything. Thank you, Jesus.
That's my belief.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's my belief. That's my persuasion. That the name of Jesus is above it all.
Yeah.
That there's there are no bullet points or amendments. The scriptures don't have no amendments. What the word say in me. Jesus didn't give Nicodemus any amendments. Jesus told Nicodemus he had to be born above what? Water? There were no amendments. He didn't say you had to be born above water and spirit so long as you're not disabled. Lord didn't say that. Lord didn't say you had to be born above water and spirit so long as you don't have an incurable disease. Lord didn't say that. He said everybody got to do this. Except or unless a man is born again. He cannot see, nor can he enter into, right? That's what Jesus said. Then the Lord gave Peter the mind to pick up the message and carry the torch on. And Peter said that when they realized they had rejected Jesus. When they had realized that they were fools. Remember the fool, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. When they realized that they were fools. They had realized they had rejected both Lord and Christ. They said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, do what? Repent. And be baptized every one of you. See, they tried to make that message exclusive for the Jews. Then Jesus got in Peter's mind in a dream and said, don't you call nothing that I made unclean. Everything I made is good and to be received with thanksgiving. Don't you call them Gentiles unfit. Don't try to make them do what you're doing. All you need to do and tell them that the same Lord love you, love them too, right? That's true. That's why this message ain't got nothing to do with no race.
Amen.
Huh? Ain't got nothing to do with no race.
No.
It don't have nothing to do with your gender.
No.
We try to do that.
Right.
We try to say, oh, men is the only one that can preach that message. No. You underestimating the power of the Holy Ghost. As I told you on last Sunday, when the men were somewhere acting like cowards, they were up in the house hiding for fear. It took the women to go find out Jesus was alive. How Jesus got up out that grave. It took the women to go back and say, Jesus is alive. That's the best message. You talking about preaching the gospel. They said Jesus is alive, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Go and see the place where he lay at. Huh? Peter went and run and then and saw it. Huh? Lord gave my brother my go. Go meet in Galilee till I see you. I'm going to show myself to you. Then they tried to go reason with this brother called Thomas. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe it unless I see him. Unless I touch the hands, the nail prints in his hands. 8 days later. Not yesterday. You see, the Lord don't work on your time. People think, oh, because I say this, the Lord going, no, the Lord don't work on your time. He's God. He does what he wants when he wants. All the brothers assembled together, the doors being shut. Huh? They weren't looking for Jesus. They weren't expecting for Jesus. But look who showed up. Huh? See, that's why you can't let that devil talk you in to not coming to church. You don't know when Jesus is going to show up. And the last thing you want to be doing is being somewhere Jesus is not, right? Mess around and miss your own blessing. Doors being shut, Jesus just appeared.
Yeah.
And said, peace be unto you.
Yeah.
Then went straight to the one
Jesus.
That was trying to cast doubt.
Jesus.
Didn't I tell you what is doubt to faith? It's a poison. Don't you think Thomas didn't keep that ignorant speech to himself? That's not how people operate. People are gossipers. People like to talk stuff they have no business talking. So it's no doubt Thomas went around to everybody and letting them know how bold he was. Huh? They talking about, we saw Jesus. I'm sure Thomas went and said, I don't care what they said, but let me tell you what I told them. I ain't going to believe it till I see the nail prints in his hand, right, until I feel his side. Wow. They ain't even look at Thomas is bold. Yeah, I said it. I said it. I said it, and I meant what I said. Right. I'm not going to hear nothing you so-called witnesses say, because I didn't see it for myself. I ain't gullible like you. I ain't stupid like you are. I got a whole lot of sense, and if it don't make sense, I ain't going to believe it. I ain't going to let no man tell me nothing. Huh? Here go Jesus. 8 days later. Huh? Telling Thomas, feel my hands. Feel my side. Then when you do all this, don't doubt. Just believe. Oh, my Lord and my Savior. Oh, Jesus, you're my God. Jesus looked at him and said, you only believe because you did it.
Right.
That ain't the kind of faith I'm looking for.
Right.
I need people to believe me without seeing me.
Right.
Huh? Don't you think the Lord, you're not like Thomas?
Right.
Huh? I thank the Lord I'm not like Thomas. Because
right.
I believe Jesus is God without seeing him.
Right.
Huh? I got down on my knees and I looked for something I could not see.
Right.
Huh? Eyes cannot see it.
Right.
I looked. I tried to hear something that nobody else could describe. Huh? I wanted something to come into my heart. Huh? That's the Holy Ghost, isn't it? The Holy Ghost is Jesus living down on the inside of me, right?
Yes.
And sure enough, the Lord proved himself. Proved himself with many signs and wonders. Holy Ghost came inside of me. It loosed my tongue.
Jesus.
I went from calling Jesus to speaking something I could not control. Hands started moving. I was out of control. Huh? That's why I can't let nobody tell me Jesus is not real. Why? Because I feel him for myself, right? Huh?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to let a Dr. Fauci. A Dr. Fauci that ain't never felt Jesus. I'm not going to let a Donald Trump or a Joe Biden tell me how to live and they don't even know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. You have never felt Jesus, right? I know the Lord. I know the power of the Lord. I know when I receive the Holy Ghost, I receive the power, not of the earth, but a power that was from on high. Huh? Ain't that a beautiful thing? Huh? I didn't get nothing on the earth. This ain't like no crack. This ain't like no opioids. This ain't like no sex. Huh? This ain't like the earth. So I can't say you understand what I feel down on the inside of me. Huh? I'm trying to tell you I did this all by myself. Huh? It was just me and Jesus, right? See, the world try to get you to, they say, oh, no, I know, you trying to, it feel like you drunk. No, it don't feel like no liquor. Don't feel like that. It feel like you high. It don't feel like you high on the weed. It don't feel like none of that. It got to feel like sex. It don't feel like no sex. It's a little bit more powerful than all of that. It's a little bit more real than all of that. Y'all understand? It's not of the earth. Y'all understand that? This power is not of the earth. That's why we can tell you, wait for it. Just wait for it, right? Wait until you be endued with power from where on high, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Won't have to ask nobody, do you have it? Do I have it? You want to ask nobody? Why? Because I didn't give it to you. Don't come right out of the scutter. I don't know whether you have it. You need to know it for yourself. Look like to me, you need to get back on your knees and call Jesus a little bit more until the Lord proves himself to you, right?
Hallelujah.
Many people have got up off the altar and questioned whether they really had the Holy Ghost. And the same instruction I gave to them, I give to you. Go back and tarry. Go back and wait a little bit longer. Wait until you know you've been endued with power from on high, right? You know, you won't have to ask them and say, I know I got the Holy Ghost. Well, how do you know? Because I can feel it all down in my soul. I ain't talking about what I did on December 18th, 1987. Nah, that feeling's been gone. I'm talking about what I feel right now. What's going on down in my soul right now. What are you talking about? It's like fire. You know what that song y'all saying? He'll set your soul on fire. If your heart just desires it, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss that.
No.
You don't just want to be singing about it.
You
want to really feel it. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You don't want to be singing about it. You want to really feel the fire. Feel the fire doing what? Burning in my soul, right? Burning down inside my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's true.
Yes.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
That's what makes the difference.
Yes.
Now, many folk have been fooled to lose the Holy Ghost. Don't you be like them.
Don't be like
you know when people lose the Holy Ghost, they stop talking about Jesus. They stop living for Jesus. They stop talking about the goodness of Jesus. They stop talking about everything else but Jesus. That's why Paul said, I know among me, somebody around me has done lost the Holy Ghost. And I refuse to be like them. I'm determined. I don't want to know nothing else. Save Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And him what? Crucified, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to know nothing else.
Nothing else. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to know nothing else.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
There's a lot of information out there.
Yes.
But I'm telling you how I made up my mind.
Yes.
I thank the Lord. The Lord gave Paul to write this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because Paul is writing how I feel. I'm determined not to know anything save who? Jesus Christ and him what? Crucified.
Thank you.
Everybody else coming to you with all this other information, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. And I encourage you to get to know Jesus. Huh? Now, the only way you can gauge if you are a seeker or a fool is you got to go to 1 Corinthians 1 and 18. That's the only way you can gauge whether you are a seeker or whether you are a fool. Now, I didn't say it. This is what the word says. The word says the preaching of the cross is to them that do what? Perish. Now, you got to make up your mind. I don't want to perish. So the last thing I'm going to look at is the message of Jesus as though it's foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is what? That's my power. That's my strength. All this stuff that's going on in the world, I need to hear about Jesus. Why? Because that's my strength.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. That's what encourages me to keep running for my life.
Yes.
That's what encouraged me to know that holiness is right.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
That Jesus doesn't change. People change, but Jesus does not change. Hey, well, you don't know nothing about no holiness. Is a clean way of life and living. It's pure.
Yes.
It's a humble life.
Yes.
It's not a life all about you.
No.
You hear people talking about, oh, you don't understand anything I'm going. It's not a life all about you.
No.
It's a humble life. It's got to put you down and put Jesus up.
Jesus.
Everything I do is Jesus. It's got to be Jesus focused.
Jesus.
Got to be Jesus focused. All right, my time. Did y'all read the James? James, read the James so y'all can understand. That's why I tell y'all, that's why I give y'all the notes. Because I know I ain't going to hit it all. Time just don't let me. What James 3, what did I say, 15 through 18 says?
That
The difference between what earthly wisdom and the wisdom that comes from Jesus.
3:15 says, this wisdom descends not from above. Earthly.
What is it?
Earthly.
So what is COVID?
Earthly.
What is COVID? It's earthly.
Yes.
The recommendations from the CDC is earthly.
Yeah.
CDC is not from heaven.
No.
y'all understand that's not from Jesus?
Right.
Jesus got his book already.
Right.
Jesus don't need no help.
Yeah.
It's earthly. What else is it?
It's
meaning is full of touching your senses. Huh? It seeks to stimulate your senses, right? Sensual. What else? It's devilish. Ain't nobody but the devil tell you to stay home. Because it's too dangerous out there. Why the devil tell me to stay home? Because he knows if I just keep you in your house, I can work on you. I'm going to make you see stuff you shouldn't see. I'm going to make you hear stuff you shouldn't hear. And that stuff is going to play on your mind.
Yes,
saints, that's how it works. That's how the devil works. He knows what he's doing. What else?
That's what they're envying and striving.
What's the result of this earthly wisdom?
Envying and striving.
Confusion. What is the result of this earthly wisdom?
Confusion.
Can you see that today?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And every evil work.
I can see that. I can see that. I can see it. But this is the Lord is trying to let you know the difference between his wisdom and the wisdom that's on the earth. Now let's look at Jesus' wisdom.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure.
What is it? It's pure.
It's then peaceable. Gentle.
What is it?
Gentle. And easy to be entreated.
Yes.
Full of mercy.
What is it? Full of what?
Mercy. And good fruit.
Yeah.
Without partiality.
Huh? You got to treat everybody the same, right?
Got
to treat everybody the same, right?
Right.
Without partiality.
Yeah.
What else is it? Without hypocrisy.
And the fruit of righteousness
is sown.
Of them that no, make
that's right. That's right, saints. You got to know the difference between the two in order for you to make this type of a determination. Once you get the information, say, well, this is the earthly wisdom. This is the wisdom that comes from Jesus. You have to make up your mind. You have to make a decision what you're going to pay attention to, what you're going to take as fact, what you're going to take as life-altering. I take Jesus' message, and it has altered my life. It has changed the way I think. It has changed my motivation. Certain things used to motivate you. Say, when you were younger, you say, oh, got to get that education. Because if I get that education, I'll get that good job. And if I get that good job, I'll make some good money. And if I make some good money, I'll be able to get all of these nice things and be so happy. But then the Lord says, nah, let me show you the reality of life. Go on and get that education. And when you get that education, you still get rejected. Huh? You apply, you still get rejected. Huh? Go on and get that job. You get that job, it's still somebody on that job make more money than you. Man, I thought I'd get my education and I'm going to get me a good job. I'll make me some good money. Lord said, you still won't be happy. Lord said, well, I'm going to get me a house. Go get me a house. You still ain't happy with the house. But I do this, I do that, I do this, I fix that. Surely I will be happy. No, you won't. Well, if I could just get me this car and that car, and I'll be so happy if I just get this car. No, no, you won't. Somebody going to ride down the street and something else, you're going to be looking, wow, that sure look good. I wish I could afford that. That's how your mind is, right? But you thank the Lord when the Lord give you a mind to be settled. Settled in your mind. How do you know when you settle? When you just be content with just having Jesus. Just having the Lord. I'm just content having the Holy Ghost. Just happy having Jesus. My wife will tell you, never in all of our lives, all the years we've been doing this thing called marriage and living, have we been able to save what we have right now? Isn't that something? We were just talking about the other day how much we physically can put our hands on. That thing made me sit down and say, Jesus, you mean to tell me we can physically touch this? Meaning we can go in the bank, take it out, put it on the table and say, look how much I got. And I realized we still ain't satisfied. You save all that, you still don't be happy. I'm trying, never, baby, please testify, never. Does fast it come in and usually do what?
Go out the door.
But this time, the Lord has given us temperance, self-control, to stop spending our money. And it's good to actually see some numbers in the bank. Say, well, Lord Jesus, we got this. I said, baby, you realize we put this and put that, we can actually touch this amount? She said, yeah. I mean, have a good payment to put down on the house. What we've been talking about, we're going to go get a house. We got good payment to put down on the house now. And will we just be sitting back there? Y'all going to move? Well, we content where we are right now. You say, do you really feel like being bothered with that a whole another 20 years? I really, you be thinking about that thing. See, life's done set in. You realize life really too short. Be worried about all this foolishness stuff. What we need to be happy with, baby, I'm so glad. The moment, I'm so glad to see you. Right? Oh, so glad to touch your hands and just say, I love you, sweetie. That do me good. That do me real good. Say, well, y'all ain't going to do nothing. No, we just continue. We just continue. All this death going around, I'll be saying, Lord Jesus, just keep me. I'll be sitting on my sofa sometimes. I'll be saying, Lord, please don't let none of them bullets going out there come through these windows. Jesus. That's what my mind is right now. Be driving down the streets and say, Lord, please don't let none of these knuckleheads jump in my car. You know, I just want to get from point A to point B safely without any drama. Huh? That's where my mind is at. And you thank the Lord for the growth. Because I still could be chasing. Huh? You'd be like that dog chasing his tail. Y'all never seen a dog chase his tail? And you'd be listening to it. Look, you dummy. That's your tail. You're going to go bite and you're going to hurt yourself. You ain't going to hurt nobody else but you hurt yourself. I seen my dog just gnaw. And the more he gnaw, the angrier he get. And I'm saying to myself, well, if you stop biting your tail, you won't be so angry. But that thing in him. The spirit of anger is in them. Told you, spirits need a body. And when that spirit get in that, it just, it gets so mad sometimes. He know he can't bite me. He know he better not bite me. Sometimes I get him on, he be like, I want to bite something. He go run and get his ball. Be looking at me. I want to bite something. I say, yeah, you go bite that ball, but you know you better not bite me. And we be laughing there because we know he's trying to get his frustration now. But don't be that way, saints. Don't be that way. Just be content having the Lord Jesus. I'm done. Trust you got something out the way.